Hi, this is Dawn Shireen, and this is my podcast, Dancing with Bipolar. This is a special episode, and I just want to say this is a huge spoiler alert for anybody who has not seen Joker yet. If you don't want it ruined for you, don't listen to the podcast yet. Okay, thank you for coming in to listen. I appreciate that. I don't want to ruin the movie for you. So if you have not seen Joker and are planning on seeing Joker and do not want it ruined, turn the podcast off. Okay, with that being said. So, I went to go see Joker today. For a couple reasons. And not one because I love action hero movies. Because I tolerate action hero movies. And, you know, things along those ilk. Those things that turn into trilogy, octologies. You know, like they never stop making the movies. But that's not really my style. I'll sit through an Avengers. And I've sat through... Oh man, I can't tell you the amount of actually action-adventure movies that I watched when I was impatient. So, like, you know, Guardians of the Galaxy and whatever. I mean, there's some huge ones. DC has theirs, which is, you know, DC is Joker. And then the other one. See, my mind is slipping right now. So anyway, yeah. Anyway, comic book land. Totally separate. Totally separate. Okay, so I went to go see Joker today at a matinee. I paid $5 for my ticket, which was really worthy, and didn't know what to expect, truthfully. I don't have TV, and I've not seen a preview for this movie ever. I went to go see the movie because there seems to be a bit of a controversy brewing in the mental health community about their depiction of the mentally ill in this movie. And I just gotta say, what? I'm not quite understanding the controversy. Everybody that has ever seen the Joker in anything knows the dude's a little bit cracked. I mean, there's no doubt about it. He is cracked with a sense of humanity, right? He's got a sense of something that makes him something that we can relate to. You know, I took a class earlier this year out of Smithsonian X online, and it was like superheroes and society or something like that. It was a sociology 101 class, but it was like superheroes in our culture and what they represent and how they mimic what is going on in our in our real world. And there was a huge section about the Batman and Joker and their correlations to each other. And I've often thought that Batman is the most awesome supervillain I've ever seen in my life. You know, the dude goes out, he kicks ass, he stays just above the moral line by not killing people. But it doesn't mean to say that he doesn't have a whole shit ton of quadriplegics out there that he created, right? We never go back to see what happened to Batman's victims. Joker... See, the funny thing is, having not really been into the comic book land, I just know that Joker is his, like, arch nemesis, though I'm not exactly really sure why. And in some of the old Batman comics, Joker basically, or maybe one of the movies, right? Not this one, though, but maybe one of the ones part of this, where Joker basically says that without Batman, he would be nothing. Like, they are like peanut butter and, you know, jelly, but not really, like, really bad peanut butter and, you know, whole prunes. How's that? It's kind of more like it. But, yeah, so the sense of humanity. So this is basically a backstory about Joker before he became what the comic books depict him as. This is Joker at his rawest, at his most intimate, you know, at his most indefensible, you know. It portrays his life. See this? Okay, spoilers, people, here they come. Okay, so it starts out with him and his mom watching a TV show with a nighttime, how they used to have, like, Johnny Carson, something like that. And he slips into what you think is real, because it's the first time it happens in the movie, but he sinks into a delusion or a hallucination while watching this with his mom. And this is kind of the first indication, once you pick up what happened, that he's already a little bit damaged. You know, he's already a little bit damaged. But he does love his mother to an extent that is totally undesirable, which I find out later on is a foreshadow to one of the traumas that he suffered that led him to become who he became, the Joker. He's mentally ill. He has a basically shit job working as a clown, you know, doing children's parties and shit like that. And he has a disorder, a neurological disorder that when I think personally, though, I'm not sure that's exactly what it was getting at, is that every time he wanted to cry, he couldn't cry because of this neurological disorder, and he would just go into these laughing fits that everybody would take wrong because he's laughing at the most totally inappropriate times, and he can't help it. It's a neurological disorder. Now, the few tells they give on that are kind of amazing, that he's laughing his full head off, but he's breaking inside. He is absolutely being destroyed inside, that he has emotion, that he still feels. He's not, he's human. He's a broken human being with a mental illness. He's caught in the system. The system doesn't care. And then his system gets shut down. And he no longer has a way to get his psych meds anymore. How much more fitting can this possibly be? Now, I've talked about this on my podcast several times, that if you go off your medicines cold turkey, that one of the things that's going to happen is that you are going to start to live the worst side effects possible that your medication states. Suicidal, homicidal, hallucinations, delusions, disordered thinking, or as one of my pill bottles says, distorted beliefs. You don't know what's real and what's not real, and the remainder of this movie kind of plays it like that, where you're not exactly sure if what you're seeing is the reality or the sub-reality. But I mean, already from the, you know, from the first scene, I have to tell you, you know, in he's putting on makeup and he's practicing his laugh or his smile, which you can tell pains him. And the only way that you can tell he's crying is because his makeup starts to run. So through a series of misadventures and having a gun as a, you know, a mentally ill person who's going cold turkey off their meds, and some horrific stuff happens, as you can probably well imagine. See, I don't want to ruin it for you guys either. If you saw it, you can, you know, message me, call me here, and tell me that, and then we can go into more detail. But I so don't want to ruin it. I just want to go to how amazingly they depicted mental health, in my opinion. From how it started out with him being stable on his medications, going to see his social worker in a, you know, very sterile environment that is nothing like what I've experienced, thank God, even though I am in the system as well. The relationships with his mother, which we later find out were unbelievable. She too has mental illness, and even though he's a mental illness, but his comes from a severe childhood trauma, CPTSD, which as his, in his older days, where they, I don't know how old he's supposed to be portrayed as either, because I must have missed it, and I'm not sure what era it's supposed to be, because of the cars, and there's actually a scene with a telephone booth in it, so I'm not sure that either. There's a lot of kind of up in the air things here. However, so he's stable, he's on his meds, he's working his job, and then something happens at his job where it was out of his control, but he gets his ass kicked. And it's the first time you see him as the clown being beat. It's not the only time. There's a lot of symbolism in this, having been an abused child myself, like, knowing what happened to him that caused him to, you know, get that break in his brain that he could never get fixed, I feel, like, super emotional about this movie. Joaquin Phoenix is actually, like, mind-blowing in this scene. I don't know what they did to his face in the beginning for him without even the makeup on to have that Joker smile. I mean, I don't know what they did, but the makeup on that is amazing. And it's just so touching. So we see that Joker has feelings. He has sad. He has rage. He has love for his mother, even though it's misguided. And then he has hallucinations about his neighbor. And he has dreams about his father, who is the one brief tie-in to Batman. I'm just going to drop that right there. It has a political twist to it too, of course, right? But yeah, right there. And so we get to see as I said, this is backstory. We get to see our first correlation between Joker and Batman, as brief as it is, and some people may not even pick it up because it is just like, it's just such a tiny little, and it's like, what? Okay, well, there's that. So the system can't afford the mental health part of what Joker is using. So he loses his medication. And just as like when I was off my medication, he starts to see stuff and he starts to have a dream life that to him is real. He has delusions and things start to go pretty rapidly downhill once he's off his meds. Hello. What was the one? My podcast, this is why we stay on our medication. Yeah, I thought I was home invaded by 57 people right down to the color of their shoelaces. Bins. When you go off your meds cold turkey, bad things happen. And he has a gun. So there's a lot of interplay with him and suicide in this too. He obviously doesn't act on it, but there is a lot of suicide ideation here and there, and maybe a lot of people wouldn't pick that up either, but having lived that, yeah. So I don't know what else to say. Once he goes off his medication, it's all downhill from there. He gets manic and he starts doing some crazy stuff. He then makes his final big break when his mother passes away, and he creates his own identity at this point in time, which turns into the Joker that we all know and love to some extent, because we love to hate things, right? And we get to see the final demise of a person who had been in a life of institutionalized and of no choice and of very little self-identity, to a person who has created his own identity, is very self-evident in it, and took a road that, you know, would be something that you would never think would happen for this man, to happen to this man, that because of all the beatdowns from society that he had gotten, and all the times that people told him that they hadn't believed him, and the fact that he was born of, well, actually, we don't know that, because he was adopted, but that he had grown up with a mother with severe, mental issues that, well, I mean, it rubbed off on him because of the CPTSD, the trauma that he went through as a child. It's understandable his relationship with Harley Quinn after seeing this movie. Definite backstory to the Joker. And yeah, I cried for him at the end scene where he has fully become his invented self. He is the Joker at the end, the one that we know, stereotypical the Joker. What we see in this story here is somebody who just felt like they were always the brunt of it, Joker. I don't see the mental health uproar in this movie whatsoever. I think it is, they portray mental health but above and beyond how I thought it could have been portrayed. The demise of him is just so sad. It really is. It is just so sad. And you can see a man torn at a very, there's a triggering point where something happens and you can see that he loses his humanity. and all of a sudden we're losing him. Now, if he had been put back on his meds, we wouldn't have a story, obviously. But had he been put back on his meds, could we have saved Joker? Could we have gotten him back to a semblance of normal? I don't know, man. I don't know. Sometimes it just seems like things are predestined, and once that ball starts rolling, it's all downhill. But man, do I relate to him? I do. I relate to the Joker so much, you know, the whole childhood trauma and the not being listened to and just feeling obscure and out of the way. I do. I rooted for him from the very first scene. And does he do some pretty bad shit towards the end? He does. He really does. Okay, morally indefensible. But did he have training for this to happen to him and no one interjected? Absolutely. Totally. So that's pretty much my really kind of funny review of Joker. It's not a funny review because it's a very sad movie, but anyway, you know what I mean. Go see it. If my review made you even more confused, go see it for sure. If you feel inclined to, call on there, or you can get a hold of me at dancingwithbipolar@yahoo.com. And let's discuss it, because this is huge for the mental health, people. I personally give this a 12 out of 5 stars. I think it was amazing. So let's have a conversation about Joker. This is Dawn Shireen, and this is my podcast, Dancing with Bipolar. And I'll say goodnight, y'all.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.